ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق. وفي الحديث قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: نعمتان مقبول فيهما كثير من الناس، الصحة والفراغ. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. My respected brothers and elders, we are passing through some very precious and Mubarak time now, the Mubarak month of Shaban, and we are soon stepping into the month of Ramadan. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in the hadith that Shaban is shahri wa Ramadan is shahrullah, that Shaban is my month and Ramadan is the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has related the month of Shaban to himself. And when a thing is related to a particular person, then the value of that particular object is increased. Like the slave of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Zayd bin Haritha, is not an ordinary slave. He is the greatest of everybody. He is the greatest of all kings. Why? Because of his relationship with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So similarly, this month of Shaban is a very great month, because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has related the month of Shaban to himself, that Shaban is shahri, Shaban is my month. And Ramadan is the month of Allah. Then from there we can understand what great auspiciousness is there in the month of Ramadan. My respected brothers and elders, we know for the fact that in this month of Shaban, there is one very great night, which is Shab-e Barat, which has just passed. And in this night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the registers to Malik al-Maut, regarding all the people that are going to be born for the coming year, the people that are going to die for the coming year. And it is in this night that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closes the deeds, and in this night the next deeds for the coming year are opened. So this is the night and this is the month that we should make firm conviction that we are going to change our lives. That now we are not going to lead the life that we led in the previous year, but we are going to change for the better. This is the firm conviction we should make in the Shab-e Barat and the days to come, and prepare ourselves for the month of Ramadan. The Sahaba used to sacrifice. They should get over all the responsibilities, the duties, etc. in the month of Shaban. When the month of Ramadan comes, they prepare for Ibadat. So this is what we should do. Start sacrificing, start cutting down, get over with our work, pay off the zakat, etc. and get prepared for the month of Ramadan. Because the Sahaba then used to sit in the masjid in Ibadat, in i'tikaf for the month of Ramadan. So we should start preparing ourselves. Because as I mentioned in the hadith, that time is very, very valuable. Time is very precious. Because time that is lost is never regained. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in the hadith, نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُورٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ. There are two ni'mats, two gifts from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that many people are in deceit regarding these two gifts. They are in dhoka, they are careless, they are negligent regarding these two wonderful gifts which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. What is it? As-sihat wal-faragh. Sihat, good health. Good health and faragh, free time. That Allah Ta'ala has given you good health. Many people are careless regarding that, thinking that this good health is going to remain with me forever and ever, not realizing that this good health is something which is temporary. Overnight a person can get such a sickness that can bedridden. And our life is so short, we don't know whether we're going to live to see tomorrow also. Last week there was a funeral in Pietermaritzburg. A young person, he went to sleep with no complications, no sicknesses whatsoever. A young man. And he went and slept, not realizing he's not going to get up the next morning again. And he passed away in his sleep. So that's life. So my respected brothers and elders, we have to value this valuable time that Allah Ta'ala has given us. Make qadr of it. Nabi Akram Salam says that many people are negligent regarding this. Farag and sihat, good health and free time. We always have this in mind, that tomorrow or next year, and shaitan and nafs, these are two enemies of ours. They are always constantly at our, at trying to mislead us, always. You'll find that shaitan will tell you and nafs will tell you that, look, you're still young, you're still healthy, you got no problems, carry on, enjoy yourself. When you get old, then you can repent, make tawbah and change your life. They will continue giving you promises, false promises. And we know for the fact that procrastination is a thief of time. When we keep on procrastinating, keep on putting off for later time, then we are going to lose out. And automatically when death strikes, at that time we will cry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرَ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. When a person dies and he goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will say, did I not give you that type of life? So much of lifespan, that if you wanted to gain counsel, if you wanted nasiha, if you wanted advice, you could have got that advice. وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. And the warner has come to you. The Mufassirin have said, what is the meaning of warning here? The warner here, some say that these are all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. The 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam approximately, these are the nazir, the warners. They have come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to warn the people. And the last of them is Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And nazir here also, the Mufassirin say now, the warasa, the inheritors of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, that is the ulama. They are here to warn you that look, time is short, it is precious, it is valuable. Make hay while the sun shines. Do the best with this precious time that you have. My respected brothers and elders, therefore, we should engage ourselves in ibadat, in namaz, in dhikr and adhkar, in tilawat, and try and abstain as far as possible from gunas, because our time is short on the surface of this earth. Once Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala was traveling with a group of people. While traveling, he seen one qabr, and he got off from his mount, and he read two rakat of namaz. His companions that were there with him on that journey, they thought that this person here might be a very great person. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu got off from his mount and read two rakat of namaz. So when he finished off, they asked him that, whose qabr is this? He said, I don't know whose qabr is it. But when I passed this qabr, one thought came to mind, that this person that is lying in the qabr, he is muhtaj of even two rakats of namaz. He may be pleading to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send him back to the surface of the earth to make these two rakats of namaz. His amal munqati, his amal are cut off. He cannot do any good deeds. So therefore, I realize that Allah ta'ala has given me this wonderful life, this opportunity. Therefore, I got off my mount and I read two rakats of namaz. My respected brothers and elders, as I mentioned, time is precious. Time is very, very valuable. So every little time that we have, every precious time that we have, we should engage ourselves in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a dhikr and adhkar. While we are in our businesses, while we are at home, while we are driving, make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned in the hadith that if a person says subhanallah once, it fills half the mizan, half the scale of deeds. And when he says alhamdulillah once, it fills the balance half. The whole scale of deeds is filled with only one subhanallah, one alhamdulillah. That's how beneficial the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. So we must make ourselves available for this ibadat of Allah. Value this precious time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us and make qadr of it. My respected brothers and elders, Allama ibn Hajar rahmatullah alayh, a very, very great muhaddith, who is a sharih, who has commentated on Bukhari Sharif. He says that when he used to write the sharah of Bukhari Sharif, when he used to write hadithes, day in and day out, that was the mashghara, that was the job, to write hadithes. Whenever he used to write hadith, they used to use bamboo sticks those days. That was their pens. When he used to get blunt, so if we used to stop writing hadiths to sharpen that nib of that pen. In that time, he says, I couldn't waste time. It was so precious, it is so valuable. I should engage myself in the dhikr of Allah. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu atatat kalima. While writing hadith, so valuable this time is, my respected brothers and elders. So as I mentioned, Nabi Akram Salam says in a hadith, نَعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُولٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ. Many people are in deceit. They are careless. They are negligent regarding these two great gifts from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is sihat, good health, and faragh, free time. This is a valuable time, my respected brothers and elders. So make good with this beautiful time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayh, the grand mufti of Pakistan, he called his children and he explained to them. To explain to them what is the value of time. How important time is. He called them and he said to them, listen, whatever little time that you have, don't waste it, because time is very precious. He says, I don't like to explain to you, I don't like to tell it to you, but I'm embarrassed to tell it to you, but I feel it's going to be beneficial to you. When I go into the toilet, that's the time that you cannot make dhikr, you can't read, you can't do anything in the time. But it is a necessity. But I feel hurt, I feel depressed, because I can't do anything in the toilet while I'm relieving myself. So I engage myself in washing the lota, in washing the jug that is there. Make it easier for somebody else that is coming in after me. That's how, because I can't waste time. Time is so precious, time is so valuable. So this is how these people value time, my respected brothers and elders. So we also should value time like that. My respected brothers and elders, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was once passing by a qabr. He explained to the sahabas that this person here, if the two rakats of namaz that you read, and you read it in haste, jalli jalli, you read two rakats of namaz, and you don't really put value to the two rakats of namaz, to you it means nothing, something very small. The two rakats of namaz is so valuable, it is so valuable, that the person that is sleeping in this qabr, to him it is more valuable than this whole world and whatever it contains. That is the value of two rakats of namaz. Allah Ta'ala has given us the opportunity, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given us the time, we should make use of this beautiful time that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given us, engage ourselves in ibadat of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, dhikr and azkar, tilawat, namaz, 5 times a day with jamaat. Try, those people that don't read their 5 times namaz, try and inculcate that habit from now. Prepare ourselves for the month of Ramadan. So when the month of Ramadan comes, we already are used to performing 5 times namaz with jamaat, inshallah al-aziz. Also, my respected brothers and elders, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Haven't the time come for the believers that their hearts bow down to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in the dhikr, in remembrance of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ, in the Quran that has been revealed with haqq in the Quran, to the teachings of the Quran. When is that time going to come that Allah Ta'ala is asking the believers? That when are you going to wait? What are you waiting for? Haven't that time come that you should engage yourself in the dhikr of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala? Engage yourself in the ibadat of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala? What are you waiting for? That was the turning point in the life of Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayh. A very, very great tabi'i. Very great tabi'i. That was a turning point in his life. His initial stages of his life. He was a drunkard. And he was a very, very wealthy person, a very wealthy man. He had massive orchards of apples, and he had friends, just wine and dine and music, that was his part of his life. But how did he change? What brought this change into his life? Once, it was a season of apples, he had taken his friends, his family, everybody, they had gone into the orchard, and there they had food that was flowing, wine that was flowing, and music. And every one of them were enjoying themselves in that wine, that music, and friends, etc. And while that this thing was going on, he used to play the ribat. It's a musical instrument. And was an expert in playing the ribat. While playing the ribat, consuming the wine, food, etc., he fell asleep. When he got up from his sleep, he wanted to play the ribat again, he couldn't play the ribat because there was no sound that was coming out. And he was an expert in mending the ribat also, so he tried to fix the ribat up. He tried to mend it, he tried it again, it was not working. He tried, fixed it up again, still did not work. It is mentioned, Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehelvi Rahmatullahi writes in his kitab, he says that from that ribat, from that musical instrument, this ayat of the Quran came out. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. That haven't the time come for the believers, that they engage themselves in the ibadat and the dhikr of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and they humble themselves before the ibadat of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ, and the Qur'an, the teaching of the Qur'an. When that ayat came out from the ribat, immediately he responded and he said, بَلَا يَا رَبْ قَدْ عَانْ, بَلَا يَا رَبْ قَدْ عَانْ. Definitely, my Allah, my Lord, the time has come. Definitely, Ya Allah, the time has come. And immediately he kicked aside the ribat and he turned. And he came such a great buzruk, my respected brothers and elders, such a great wali of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. He was a compatriot of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi. He was the shagird also of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayh. And it is mentioned, Mufti Taqi Osmani writes, he says that criticism was made against Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayh. Criticism was made against Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayh. But he says, never have I passed any criticism in any books against Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullahi alayh. Such a great wali, such a great saint he became. That was the turning point in his life. And then, what respect he commanded amongst the people, my respected brothers and elders. Once Harun Rashid was sitting with his wife, and he has a big din outside, big noise outside. He thought there was some problem. He went out to look, inquired from the people. They said, no, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah has come into town. He has come into Baghdad. And the people are all rushing out towards him to meet him, to make mulaqat with him. That's the izzat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him when he changed his life. So my respected brothers and elders, we should ask ourselves the same question, that when will that time come? When are we going to change? As I mentioned, there is the Mubarak time that is going now. The month of Shaban is going. We should prepare ourselves for the month of Ramadan soon to come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq. My respected brothers and elders, as I mentioned, time is valuable, time is precious. Hazrat Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi has mentioned, there's three types of businesses. He says one in which there is only nafa, there's profit. Whether it is worldly profit or whether it is ukhrawi, akhirat profit. But it's nafa. The other one is only nuqsan, only loss. Whether it is worldly loss or whether it is akhirat loss, it is loss. And the other is no loss, no benefit. Whether it's dunyawi, whether it's ukhrawi. No loss, no benefit. But Hazrat Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi says that in that which there is no loss, no benefit, is loss also. Why? Why? A beautiful example is given. That you are taken and put onto an island. And in that island, there is a whole heap of gold. A person comes and tells you that, look, you have got all the time, I have given you opportunity. There is this gold here, gather as much gold as you want. Gather as much gold as possible for yourself. But I will come at an appointed time and I will stop you and you must take whatever you have collected and you come out. If this person gets onto that island, he says, I am tired, let me rest for a while. He rests. Then he says, let me go, take a stroll, let me go and visit the island, let me see the island. I will come back, then I will gather the gold. He does that, he engages himself in all these things. And if the time comes, and if he did not gather that gold, then we will say that he is lost out. He is lost out. So Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi says that that in which there is no nafa and there is no nuqsan is also nuqsan. Because here the man lost out. There was no nafa, no nuqsan, but because he did not gather that gold, he lost out on that gold. So my respected brothers and elders, in dunyavi matters, we say that look, if that deal went through, then I would have benefited so much. I would have made so much of nafa. You did not lose, but the deal did not go through. You still say that is a loss. So my respected brothers and elders, when it comes to matters of deen, when you say that, no, I didn't do it, it's a loss because you had the valuable time. You did not do it, you lost out. So that is why Nabi Muhammad says, نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُولٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ أَصِّحَةُ وَالْفِرَاغِ. Two great gifts that Allah has given us. And many people are in deceit, they are in dhoka, they are negligent, they are careless regarding these two great gifts. That is sihat, good health that Allah Ta'ala has given us, and faragh, free time. I know of one person in Pietermaritzburg, an old man and his wife. They were free, engaged themselves in ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah. They had time to go out in the jamaat, etc., everything. Then recently they lost their son. They lost their son, and he was the person that was controlling the business. Now the old man and his wife, they engaged in the business. So, Allah says, Farag, Allah Ta'ala has given you free time. Value that free time. Now the man is engaged in business because his son has passed away. So as I say that this wonderful time that Allah Ta'ala has given you, value that free time because occupation may come in later. And then you will say that I had the time, I had the opportunity, and yet I let it slip through my fingers. So similarly, as far as your health is concerned, Allah Ta'ala has given you good health. Whatever little ibadah you can do now, do it before time comes where you become bedridden, where you are lying in the bed, you are paralyzed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from that, aziz dost aur buzurgo. But we must value this wonderful time, make qadar of it, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq and hidayat to make ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, follow the footsteps of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, follow the footsteps of the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum ajma'in, and try and increase our ibadat from now in preparation for the Mubarak month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.